Awesome. So as Richard attested to, we have been studying about connect. So what better way to connect than some Lego? We've been having some fun with the Lego out in connect over the term. And so we need some helpers. And I've got some kids helpers. I'll check my notes because there's lots of kids helping with different things. I need Wesley, Kayla. Are you still happy to come up and they're here? Oh, I have to choose another person then. So I had Wesley and Isabel. And have I got one more helper? Any other guys want to come up? Riley, you'll come up? Okay. Who's some good Lego builders? All right, so I need some volunteers. So here's what happens. This part of part one is about making a strong foundation. So your challenge is, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to see if you can build the tallest tower. Okay, if you've seen any of the Lego Masters programs that are on at the moment, okay, there's some pretty awesome ones. And these guys are, do you reckon you're a bit of a Lego master?
Kind of.
Oh, maybe I'll put them on the spot. Do you reckon you're a Lego master?
No.
Oh, so you might want to pick your team. So have I got some volunteers? Who reckons they're a bit of a Lego master? Need some adults? Come on. Get warmed up, because I might volunteer you for something later and you don't know what's coming later, so you might want to actually join in this one. The kids are going to help, so I'm going to team you up with one of the young'uns. Thanks, Tim. I need one more. Your dad, where is he? He's hiding down the back. Go run and go and get him. Go and get him. Go and get him. Right, so let me see my watch. All right, so go and pick your where you're going to stand. So we've got kind of three sets there. You can kind of shuffle them out of the way. Go and pick where you're going to go. All right, you've got a helper here. Yep, I'll hold on to that for you. Right, Riley, hang on. You're down the end there, buddy. Go down that end. Wesley's here. You've got your two buckets there. Right, we've got our two helpers. Awesome. All right, hang on, I'll set my watch. All right, so we've actually got three sets. We've got three teams here. All right, so you guys are cheering for Wesley here, Wesley's team. You guys are cheering for Isabel, and you guys are cheering down here for Riley. All right, so they've got to see how higher tower they can get going. Oh, I've lost my watch. Are you ready? On your marks, set, go. So the challenge is on, you've got 5 minutes, watch is going. They had a bit of a practice last week. They've probably got a different set of Lego, but they've all got different techniques. And I think in the big Lego Masters, you have to keep it going for at least 10 seconds, is it? Or a minute? It has to stand. We need a bit of music, don't we? Get them going. Yeah, maybe not. I don't hear many cheers. Come on. Gotta get this team racked up. Remember, Wesley, it's got to stand. It's got to hold. Three minutes left. Yeah, you can help, Benji. I think Wesley's done this before. Go. 5 minutes is actually a really long time. I Well, they've got building now. You've got a competition on your hands down the end here. Is it gonna hold? They've challenged themselves.
Oh,
minute to go.
You can't hold it.
Oh, we're on a lean here. Oh. Oh, we've got some helpers over in the team. They've come and provided a cheer. Oh.
Seriously.
Have they built a strong enough foundation? Yeah, you can't hold on to it. Cue the 30-second countdown. You have 30 seconds to go. We've had some additional helpers in here. Oh, it's good to have help. Oh. Six, five, four, three, two, one. Oh! Was I not supposed to count? Did it actually count? Oh! Oh! I think they got higher, but this one has held. Thanks, guys. Give them a round of applause. Didn't they do well? Good bit of fun. Right, while you guys are popping those bits away, Gabriel's got a verse to share. Can we do it quietly? Shh. Listen to Gabriel.
Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, and the wind blew hard against the house. But it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was.
So what's the big idea?
It is important to have a strong foundation to build your life on.
Thanks, guys. Our second part of this one is learning about God the Vine. So while the guys are getting the DVD up, The Vine and the Branches, let me see who I had, Isabel and Grace, come on up and join us. They've got some verses to share.
John 15, verse 1 to 17. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does bear fruit, so that it will be clean and bear more fruit. You have been made clean already by the teaching I have given you. Remain united to me, and I will remain united to you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Those who do not remain in me are thrown out like a branch and dry up. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, where they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, then you will ask for anything you wish, and you shall have it. My Father's glory is shown by your bearing much fruit, and in this way you become my disciples. I love you just as Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, this kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. This, then, is what I command you. Love one another.
1 John chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. We are sure that we live in union with God and that he lives in union with us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and tell others that the Father sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If we declare that Jesus is the Son of God, we live in union with God, and God lives in union with us. And we ourselves know and believe God, love which God has for us. God is love, and those who live in love live in union with God, and God lives in union with them. God is made perfect in us in order that we may have courage on the judgment day. And we will have it because our life in this world is the same as Christ's. There is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out all fear. And then love has not been made perfect in anyone who is afraid, because fear has to do with punishment.
Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you, the people, are the branches."
Branch? I'm not a branch.
I don't mean like a tree branch.
I don't get it.
The vine and branches were used by Jesus as an example. It means you are a child of the King. That's Jesus.
Really? That's awesome. Does that mean I get to wear a crown?
It gets even better than that. Not only are we children of the King, but when we look like Jesus, we will have fruit that sets us apart.
Oh yeah, I remember. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those fruits come from being connected to Jesus, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And Jesus even says that those who remain connected to him will produce fruit. But apart from him, you can do nothing.
Kind of like when a light isn't plugged into a wall?
Exactly like that. Just like a light cannot function without being plugged in, we cannot function without being connected to Jesus. Jesus loves us so much that he wants to be close to us, like really close. He wants to be our greatest friend.
Really? So how do you get that close to Jesus?
By following God's commands and doing things like praying and attending church, we can get close to him, and in return, he will get even closer to us. Jesus said that in doing this, we become like the disciples.
They were really close to Jesus, like best friend close.
And we can be too. We just have to stay connected to God all the time, not just in church.
He is the vine and we are the branches. And as long as we remain in Him, we will grow much fruit.
So what's the big idea?
When we stay connected to God, we produce good fruit. God shows His love to us, and we can give that same love to others.
Thanks, guys. That big idea coming through in each of our different things. And actually, out of this one, we started talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and so that's actually going to be our theme for next term. We're going to be looking at each of the fruits of the Spirit. Can I join? All the technical things. Make sure we're set up. And thank you, big thank you. We've got a few kids that are helping out with verses a bit later, so just sorting them out. If I'm rummaging around out here, it's what's happening later. So that was part one, connecting to God, making a strong foundation. And when we are in Him, we do produce those fruits of the Spirit's. Time for part two. Part two, connecting through the Word of God, the Bible, and connecting through prayer. So my two helpers, George and Gabriel, are going to come up and help for this. You can see I've got two challenge positions, I guess. All right, so pick your... They're both the same, but... So as I said, we're going to have a few more challenges the way through. How well do you know your Bible? I need two helpers who are going to come up and help Gabriel and some adults. We've got some kids. You might be able to help at the end, though. We had some extra helpers. Two helpers, and we're going to be sorting the books of the Bible. Did you, when you were at youth group, when you were at Sunday school, have to learn through the order of the books of the Bible? If you look, you can see that I've put a Bible on there to help you out. Our first challenge is you have to sort them into the... Kids, what are the books of the Bible divided into? The New and the Old Testament, okay? So each of the cups have got, they're all mixed up at the moment, each of the cups have got the different books of the Bible, so you have to sort them into the Old and the New. And they all went silent. I said I'm going to pick. Oh, yes, go. All right, bonus points for this team.
Genesis.
Busy, woo-woo-hoo. Come on, we've got someone from this side. I'm scanning. All these people are not looking at me. Oh, come on. Go. Yes, right. Big Josh, he's just put his hand up. Yay, give him a cheer. Woo. I thought Jeremy might have been here. He's a bit of a Bible expert. All right. So, the thing is, you guys have all got a challenge now. See, you should have come up. All right, I'm going to blow up these balloons while these guys get started. And these balloons are going to be the Word of God. It's our job to keep the Word of God alive and active. All right, so you have got to keep the Word of God up in the air. All right, so you guys have got to keep the Word of God. If it drops, then we might have tipped points off. Oh, I'll split you in half. Yes. So split old and new, and then we'll see what time we've got, whether we do the actual order. All right? So everybody knows what their job is? Right. Actually, I might get some other helpers. Yeah, come blow me up a balloon. All right, so you can start. How do you think they're going? Sorting. It's a big question of whether you can read my handwriting. It was actually very hard to write on the little cup. Have any of our Word of Gods dropped to the ground? Are you keeping them up there? Only sorted, they're putting it in order. Okay. I jumped the gun. Can I have the scrutineers please come down and check? How are we going over here? We might need some chairs for these guys. Have they sorted them? Old and new. Let's see if by the time these guys get, can you get them in some sort of order for me? Pretty good at keeping the Word of God active and alive. I think we've only had a few drop to the ground. We'll see if I think they've both got them in order from old and new. Can all my people who help with the balloons bring the balloons back on up here? Be sure they don't touch the ground. Late at night when I was doing this. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and time is up. It's more difficult than it looks. And I must tell you, I learnt more as I was actually writing the things. I myself do not actually know all of the books in the Bible, but can any of you kids tell me how many books there are in the Bible? 66. George? Oh, he's going to count them for me. How many?
66.
There are 66 Bible, 66 books. Right, if they can do it quietly, they can carry on and put those in order. And Rose, would you like to come up and have you got your verse? Where's she disappeared to? Good girl. Yeah, I'll give you this one.
Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword.
Well done. You did so well with that, Rose. Thank you very much. Alive and active, and you guys were pretty good at keeping it alive and active. They're still going. Still going. Right, as long as they can do it quietly, we're going to come up for the next part. So, Jeremy and Kyron, you're up. And Hannah West. Where is she?
That one?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Because we're after that one.
All right.
Hello. It's on.
Yeah. Okay. The Jesus Storybook Bible tells that story beneath all the stories in the Bible. From Noah to Moses to the great King David, every story points to a child, the one upon whom everything would depend. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all the stories are telling one big story, the story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them. The Jesus Storybook Bible invites children to discover for themselves the one who is at the center of God's great rescue story and at the center of their story too. Because the Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is most of all a story. And at the center of that story is a baby, and every story in the Bible whispers his name. It's not about what we need to do for God, but rather what God has done for us.
So what's the big idea?
We can connect to God and learn more by reading and studying his word.
So connecting through the Bible. Well done to the girls. They managed to get the whole thing in order. And we're just about there with the boys. So can you hide that one down underneath for me, Wesley? Oh, he's being a scrutineer, he's checking for me. Just seeing where we're up to. Okay, so Richard's going to take this next part of the service, and I need some helpers to hand out some Lego. So if you take a tray, and every person in the congregation needs a piece of Lego.
If everybody could take one piece of Lego and hold on to it, please. Right, so if you could just sit up straight and quiet once you've got a Lego piece, that would be great. Thank you. Nice, Robin. Very good. Now, this activity really is a creative prompt to prayer, and out at Connect, we're just trying to connect with God in creative ways. And so this is one example of a means that we might find to pray and to think about who and what we might pray for. So just quietly with your Lego block, you're invited to just hold on to your block and just spend a few moments reflecting and praying for yourself. So I just invite you to just spend a few moments quietly praying for yourselves. Amen. So the next idea is to count the number of little bumps you have on your Lego block and to pray for that number of people in your circle. You might have one bump, you might have... They've got wheels, it's interesting. I don't know quite how you make that work, but... Bumps on the wheel. So just consider, just quietly spend a few moments praying for the number of people represented by the bumps. They might be members of your family, neighbours, colleagues, friends at school. Amen. I invite you to look along the row beside you, of the people sitting beside you, and at their blocks, and pray for someone who has a different shape or a different colour block to you. So it's a little prompt to pray for people who are different to us, maybe from a different background. So have a see who that person is with a different colour and send up a quiet prayer for that person. Be mindful that there's huge diversity and richness in this life as we pray. So I invite you now to join together with two or three others with their blocks and put your blocks together and pray for one another, one another's families and the communities that we represent. change of it. Yeah, I think so. Time-wise, all right? Yeah, no, very good. So as we bring this prayer time to a close, we are reminded of your promise that by your power working in us, you are able to do far more than we can ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you for participating. If you could pass your Lego blocks to the end of the aisle and we could have a few children collect them up, please. That would be great. So can we just go up? Can we just wander down the aisle? Oh, okay. Cheers. Well, very creative. Oh, thank you, Izzy. You're doing. Oops. Oh, put your head, pull your head in, good man. Yes, sorry, you can.
So Wesley and Avinash are going to share a verse to do with what we've just been praying about. So quiet down, kids. Good listening.
Matthew 18:20. For where two or three come together in my name, I am there with them.
Luke 11:1-4. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place when he had finished. One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say this, Father, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us day by day the food we need. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who does us wrong and do not bring us to hard testing.
So we've done connecting to God, having a strong foundation. We've done connecting through our Bible, through the Word and through prayer. And now we're going to reach out. We're looking at connection in our church. How well do you know some of the people who are here? And Hannah's going to come up and help me. We've got a bit of a quiz for you. Ooh. You go on that, jump on that mic, miss. Can you see from there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Testing, testing.
So, guess who? Hannah wants to read the thing. She'll read the question for us.
He welcomes us and usually shares some sports news from the week.
So keep flicking when we've got the answer.
They love the elephant music.
Here we go.
There is more than one answer. They lead our worship time.
Neil, Michael, yeah, we've got one other. Tim, yes, Tim, Michael, and our main one, Neil.
Next. She does an amazing job of keeping us informed of the going-ons at St. James.
Oh, you know, she's your mum. Who writes our newsletter every week? Prints it out, she checks in with me to see what's going on. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're flicking. Push the button.
There is more than one answer. They do an amazing job of serving in the kitchen at morning tea and lunches.
Do you say thank you? Stand up if you are a helper. If you help doing dishes, setting up, cleaning up. It's a lot of you. So we can't just name all the names. But if you are a helper, come out. Look, yeah. And usually our servers, they don't like being behind the scenes. But thank you to all of those people.
Guess who? There is more than one answer. They bring us our sermons.
Ooh. I hope you know who brings our main sermons. Who is it? Oh, yes, Maren does. Who's our main person? Yes, Andrew is. Yes, Drew does, yes. We have another famous, he's a principal, yes? Yes, Mark does. We have lots of awesome people at our church who bring us our sermons, share different parts of their stories with us, and a big thank you to Andrew, who gets up most weeks and shares some awesome stuff with us.
Guess who? There is more than one answer. They are teachers out in our community.
Who knows who the teachers, past and present? Because once you're a teacher, you're actually always a teacher. Yes, I am. Sarah, yes? So who you were going to say? Yes? Yes? Yes, our kindy teachers as well? Richard, yes? Yes? We've got our kindy teachers, as I say, past and present. Very, very important part of our community. And yay, we've been recognised. Judy is, yes? It's people that are, whether I can see, yes? She used it, yes? Okay, see? I'm finding out things too. What's our next one?
Guess who? There is more than one answer. They are policemen in our community.
Yes, a couple of coppers in our community. Andrew Wong too, Andrew, yes. Who's our next one? Ha, he didn't know.
Guess who? He is a firefighter in our community.
Chris, thanks Chris. Yes, make sure we're all up to fire safety standards.
Guess who? He plays and adds his own flavour to our worship.
Our worship?
Plays our recorder, plays the music quietly in the background. Do you know who it is? He's put his hand up. Thanks, Louie, adding your flavour to our worship. I think this might be here we go.
Guess who? There is more than one answer. They are doctors and nurses in our community.
Anna, yes? There's probably some that I don't know of. Yes, Michelle. Lots of nurses and doctors, all these people in our community.
Anyone else?
Okay. One down the back. Right, is this... Oh, no, hang on, here we go.
Guess
this one was a bit of a challenge.
Guess who? There is more than an answer. They don't ride in a car to church.
Ooh, Zeke. I mean, Joel, I get you all mixed up. Riley and Zeke. Riley and Zeke, yeah, they had that answer, but there is someone else who doesn't ride, do you know? Murray, what does Murray ride to church? You always see the motorbike out the side there. And there are a few people that walk. It's nice when the sunshine, that we live nice and close.
Guess who? There is more than one answer. They greet us at the door.
Yes, we actually have a lot of people. Stand up if you're one of our greeters. greeters at the door. Yes, regular people, turn up early. I can't say I'm an early bird to church, but it's nice to have that welcome and hand out our newsletter. So thank you guys for doing that.
Guess who? There's more than one answer. They're from another country.
Oh, stand up if you're from another country. We have quite a different flavour in our church from all over. From Australia, we won't hold that against you. And Scotland. And I'm not actually aware, what country are you guys from?
Trinidad.
Trinidad, there we go. Have I missed any other country? And America? And lots of us have roots going back to lots of different countries.
Guess who? Can you name someone who's older than you?
Ah. So this one is different for everybody. Keep reading the questions out there, Hannah.
Someone the same age as you.
Oh, that someone, would be telling.
Someone who's younger than you.
So the reason we have these services once a term is we are really, really lucky to have, right from the very young, right up to our very old, and we want to celebrate all of you. It is awesome that we get to mix and mingle with all of you and be part of what's going on, and that we have our own time and we can come and share what we have been doing as well. So, big hand to Hannah. She did well with that quiz. Thank you very much, ma'am. And I will see where we're up to. Okay, Riley and Zeke, you are up, and Joel, can I have you come and read the bits? We'll just get ourselves organised. Okay, so Riley and Zeke are going to help me out with a bit of a demonstration. So, and Joel is going to tell us a little bit about it.
Believers are who? People who have accepted Jesus Christ, believers are connected to a church. We need to be connected to God and connected to the church. I meant to say, so we have a strip of paper that's Luke, but we don't have it. We do?
Okay.
So here we have a strip of paper that has been connected in a loop. Let it represent a life. The life of someone who has no connection to God and no connection to the church. Now we are going to cut the loop. Yep. The cut represents when we are cut loose or disconnected from this life, because this person chose to live life disconnected from God and the church. Then for eternity, we are disconnected from God and the church. We have that choice. God intended for us to live our life in a totally different way. He wants us to live connected to Him and connected to the church. So to represent that, we are going to put a twist in the loop, like Riley has done there. The difference is one person chose not to live connected, and this one did. Can you see the difference? There is a physical difference. When you are connected with the church, there is a difference. When we are cut loose from this life, we are connected with Jesus and the church. God honors how we chose to live this life. When we are connected, we are committed to the church. We don't just come, we get involved and share the love that Jesus gives. So if Riley cuts this right, his should still be twisted together.
Can I have Joel and Zeke? So this is Joel and Zeke and Reuben. Going to share some verses. So we have Joel, then Zeke, then Reuben.
Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. We have many parts in the one body, and all these parts have different functions. In the same way, though, we are many, we are one body in union with Christ, and we are all joined to each other as different parts of one body. So we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. If the gift is to speak God's message, we should do it according to the faith that we have. If it is to serve, we should do it. We should serve. If it is to teach, we should teach. If it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whoever shares with others should do it generously. Whoever has authority should work hard. Whoever shows kindness to others should do it cheerfully.
Acts 2 verse 42. They spent their time learning from the apostles, taking part in the fellowship and sharing the fellowship meals and the prayers.
Hebrews 10 verse 24 to 25. Let us be concerned for one another, to help one another to show love and to do good. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together, as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more, since you see that the day of the Lord is coming near.
So what's the big idea?
We can connect directly to God through prayer. So what?
So
what's the big idea?
We are connected into our church. We help develop healthy relationships that build us up and remain connected to God.
Thanks, guys. Our last part of part three is connecting through our community. I want you to reach down under your seat and see whether there's something hiding under there. And I'll give you a clue. It looks like this because these ones fell off. So if you've got one under your seat, reach around under your seat. And I'm pretty sure it was George is going to come. I need George, Hannah, and that's... Which Hannah did I have for that one? Who's got Matthew 28, 19 to 30? Yep. Hannah Vandersaar and Avisha. Going to come and share the verse on there and some other verses as well.
Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40. Teacher, he asked, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The whole law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets depend on these two commandments.
Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. Go and make disciples. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I'll be with you always to the end of age.
Luke 10, verse 2, harvest and workers. He said to them, There is a large harvest, but few workers to gather it in. Pray to the owner of the harvest that he will send out the workers to gather in his harvest.
And if you found or can look over the shoulder of someone who has got one of those things, that's the verse that we shared on here. And in Connect, we had to reach up to get them, so that's why I made you reach under your seat to get them, because we're reaching out to save lives for Christ, to share that amazing story and that amazing love that he has given to us. And what we're learning in Connect is all about how we can do that. I have got to finish off a video that really demonstrates, and we actually got to get messy and do this one, but I thought it was a lot less messy if you set up here.
Hi, my name is Jana, and today I'm going to do an object lesson on sharing the gospel. For this object lesson, you'll need some dish detergent, some milk, a cotton swab, food coloring, a small dish, and a plate. I'm going to pour some milk on this plate. The plate of milk represents the world. It's plain. It's waiting for some excitement, some good news. And we've been called by Christ to go out and be the people that share the good news of Christ, that share what Jesus has done for us on the cross. If we use this cotton swab to represent you and me, we then might go and, try to spread this good news, try to make this white world colorful. But actually, we've got to move around quite a bit. It's a little bit of hard work. And instead, God doesn't say that we need to do this on our own. He says that we need to do this by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to use a little bit of dish detergent on the end of the cotton swab to represent our lives in Christ and our lives powered by the Holy Spirit. And when you dip that in the center of the plate, the work of the Holy Spirit actually is what takes this world from where we are into where we need to be. It's not the power of me and you, it's actually the power of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. It's a simple object lesson, but quite powerful. The work that you and I do alone is nothing compared to what happens when we work by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So I said, really clear illustration of the power of the Holy Spirit and how we can go out into the community. So as the boys come up and share that last big idea, there are lots of opportunities to be involved in our church. There's lots of opportunities to be involved with the kids, with all sorts of things that are happening. So do come and see someone who is in the know, whether that's Andrew, me. We love have people coming out and helping with the kids out on Sundays. And youth, there are Bible studies and things happening throughout the week. All sorts of opportunities for you to get connected and to join in.
So, what's the big idea?
God calls each of us to be in our communities and spread the good news. This term we looked at how we connect. We hope you have enjoyed seeing what we have been learning.
Tune in again next term and watch this space for more exciting times in Connect.
What's the big idea? God loves us all and wants to connect with each one of us and with us together as a community of faith here at St. James. Thank you so much, Colleen and Richard and all the other helpers, and thank you so much, children, for all the great work that you did sharing with us. Shall we pray? Oh God, we thank you that through Jesus Christ you have connected with us, that you came to this earth as a human being, and that you want to come into a relationship of friendship with us. Help us to respond with our own yes as we seek to follow you. And we thank you so much that as we follow you, we become more like you. And as we become more like you, we become more truly ourselves. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day, now and forever. Amen. If you would like to join in prayer with anyone, Beth and Robin and Bernice are available. Others as well. Philip would love to pray with you. Go in peace.